T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Please.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
Todd, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, doing better than Joe Biden.
Well,
poor Uncle Joe.
You know, it's interesting. He now says, you know, last night he didn't really walk back the comments. He's not apologizing, but he did try to qualify it by saying that his good friend, Senator Ted Kennedy, you know, he worked with his good friend, Senator Ted Kennedy. That would be the senator who let a woman drown in an automobile accident, if I do recall correctly.
Yeah, well, everybody he talked about cooperating with were Democrats, like segregationists who were, they were all Democrats. He didn't, the people that criticized him didn't bother to bring that up. You would think that they were all labeling that, that he'd somehow worked with members of the KKK years ago. All he did was say, I remember back in the 70s and 80s when we could work across our differences, and I voted with people who were segregationists. I mean, I think, first of all, the his comments were probably not all that egregious, but in today's progressive vacuum and in the liberal democratic left wing of that party, he's persona non grata now.
Well, if it had been a Republican, they would have already had the guy dressed up in a KKK outfit. So I think we need to understand here that, yeah, in the great scheme of things, I get what he was trying to say. But the fact of the matter is the Democrats created this playing field. And for the record, the Democrats are the party of slavery. The Democrats are the party that tried to block the Civil Rights Act. They did not want black people to have the right to vote. These are the people that Joe Biden was palling around with back in the day. Someone might want to let the people over at MSNBC know that, because they were actually broadcasting that Senator Eastland and Senator Talmadge were Republican.
Oh my gosh. They don't even do any research. They just made that assumption as well, but they were not. Well, the whole thing, of course, stemmed from that this whole reparations hearing that they held yesterday. Let me play this bite from Cory Booker. Cut number 19, please.
I know that somebody running for president of the United States, somebody running to be the leader of our party, should know that using the word boy in the way he did can cause hurt and pain. And we need a presidential nominee and the leader of our party to be sensitive to that. And the last thing I know is I know that I was raised to speak truth to power, and that I will never apologize for doing that. And Vice President Biden shouldn't need this lesson.
You know, here we are, Todd, in this politically correct age where people want to go back and be hypersensitive about words like that. We've got a this is local, but we've got a judge here, a former judge here who runs the city public safety department now, who's being called to task for something, for a comment he made in a trial 10 or 15 years ago that some group has now deemed offensive. It just never ends. I mean, I'm not defending Joe Biden, but I'm just saying that this party is going to I'm enjoying watching them self-destruct. Let's just put it that way.
You know, listening to Cory Booker, an Old Testament word from the King James Version of the Bible comes to mind, an ass. He is a giant talking ass. Look, we have a big problem in this country, and yes, as much as I want to sit back and laugh at Joe Biden and what he's going through, this is a big deal, because they've been doing this to Republicans for years. And what's happening, say what you will about Joe Biden, he's not a far lefty. And you're watching the progressives – of the Democrat Party destroy these people that are liberals, but at least they still love America. The progressives in the Democrat Party, they do not love America. They do not love Israel. And they want to destroy this nation as we know it. But I want to go back to this reparations thing. Exactly how are they going to implement this? Are they just going to come knocking at our doors and walking through our homes and deciding what they want? I mean, are we supposed to turn over our bank accounts to these folks? I mean, are they just going to target white Americans? Will they be going after Asian Americans or Hispanic Americans? Who exactly is going to be in charge of deciding who gets what?
Yeah, well, that's what they do all the time, right? They decide who's rich, who's not rich, who they're going to transfer wealth from, and to whom they're going to transfer that wealth. I know it's a 2020 stunt.
By the way, Mark, and just think about this for a moment. I mean, just think about where we are in American society right now. I'm being taxed at 40%. That's my tax rate, 40% tax rate. So basically, I'm being forced to go out there and to work. Then someone takes my money and gives it to people who don't want to work. What does that sound like to you? That sounds like slavery to me.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Modern-day slavery.
That's right, and now they want a VAT tax and everything on top of that because they don't have... They don't have enough yet, Todd.
And now they want to take away even more of our money by this reparations nonsense. It's bogus. It's outrageous. And you know what? The Stearns family, we've done our history. We've done our genealogy. And we are a bunch of poor sharecropping farmers back in the day. So where's my reparations?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, my grandfathers were dirt farmers as well. So I would agree with you completely on that. You know, I pointed this out yesterday on the program, but the president, if you watched his kickoff speech the other night, he came right out and said, I know what's going to happen. We've got 20,000 people packed in here. If the media finds one empty seat, the headline tomorrow will be Trump fails to fill up the arena. And that's exactly what happened.
Well, yes, and we caught that. The Orlando Sentinel actually sent it. They had a big story just blasted out there that had pictures of an empty arena an hour before the Trump rally. And they said that there was no one in line. It was completely a lie. It's fake news. And so we screenshotted it and we posted it on ToddStarnes.com, again, to illustrate, Mark, that the mainstream media simply cannot be trusted, period.
Yeah, no.
They just can't be trusted.
Yeah, I read a quote from that article yesterday. You had to go down about six paragraphs down, and they finally admitted that by the time the president took the stage, the arena was mostly full. They finally granted that at the bottom. But what they were talking about was, you know, maybe people didn't want to go sit. Maybe they weren't even in there yet for Don Trump Jr. and some of the warm-up speakers. But by the time the man took the stage, he packed that arena. And somebody said this yesterday. I won't take credit for it, Todd. But they said that only a Democrat with a guitar could have packed that arena.
Well, I will say this, you know, we've got to be very diligent in watching the coverage of the presidential election, because the mainstream media has demonstrated they will lie even in the face of photographs and evidence to the contrary.
Yeah.
They just don't care. That's how much they hate this man, and that's how much they hate, you know, the deplorable. So it's sad, but this is the reality, and we're going to have to live with it.
Well, Todd, keep up the good work, my friend. We always appreciate you. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.